people will begin to speak against what you speak, and all you speaking is what God spoke to you. But because it's not about them, they don't want to receive it. People don't want to see us walking into our promises. People don't want to see us birthing the things that are inside of us. So they try to speak it and kill what it is that we have inside of us with their mouth. The song just said in the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when people begin to kill you with their mouths, if you receive that, it dies. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to be dealing with today. God just brought us together. I really struggled with this word. Didn't know if I should preach this word, but God wouldn't give me another word, so I knew this is the only word. So I come in, I sit down. Pastor said, what's the scripture? I said, Daniel 1, 6 and 7. He said, are you serious? I said, yeah. I was like, he said, I'm preaching from that later on. I said, well, that's just confirmation to let me know. Don't be scared. This is what God said, preach. Daniel chapter 1, you don't have to stand. I'm just going to read these two verses. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and unto Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. And today we're going to talk from the thought, stop calling me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord, just thanking you for your word, God. I'm thanking you for how you are going to pour into us on today, God. I just pray, Lord, that you will decrease me and increase you, God, and allow your anointing to just take over everything that I've studied, God. And I just pray against anything that tries to hinder the word from anybody's spirit on today, God. Anything that is in this place that is going to stop me from preaching your word effectively or for someone receiving it, we just bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. I know this title might seem a little weird because we are used to these names. But today we're talking from the thought, stop calling me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I am a very analytical person, and things that don't make sense to me bother me very much. And I cringe when I hear certain things that aren't right. All my life, when I was going to church when I was young, I always heard preachers get to hooping and say, Jesus died over 2,000 years ago. And then I started studying, and I saw when he died, and it wasn't 2,000 years yet. And I'm like, that's not right. But somebody said it in error, and it just got repeated over and over again. And there are so many things that somebody said at one point. There are verses that people say are in the Bible that aren't in the Bible, but somebody said it at one point in error, and we just repeated it. And when I hear a lot of these things, it bothers me to the core. And the first time I read the book of Daniel and I got to these two verses, I got issues, y'all, so pray for me. But I had an attitude with the whole Christian world because I'm trying to figure out how the Bible tells us the names that God ordained for these three men. But over 2,000 years later, we continually call them by the names that the world gave them. Well, so I was mad. I'm mad. Why? This is all everybody says. I never heard these other three names. I never heard the names that they were given from birth. The only names I ever heard from these three guys were some names that the world gave them. Then after I was mad at the whole Christian community, I got mad at Daniel. I said, Daniel, how are you a man of God, a prophet? You speak on behalf of God. God anointed you to write a book of the Bible. You doing prophecies of the end times. And as close as you are to God, you keep referring to them by these names in your book. Why are you doing this? And I know it might not sound like something that's major because nowadays we don't really take a thought about names. Names don't really mean too much to us nowadays. People just try to make up whatever they can make up to just try to be different. See a little girl, like, she's so cute. What's her name? Mom would be like, her name is Book, like you read, but it's spelled B-U-U-K. And I'd be like, you're right. The names don't have any meaning whatsoever, but in biblical times, the names were an essence of character of who you were. In fact,
God spoke to Moses about Abraham, and he said, Abraham didn't know me by my name, but Abraham actually did call him by his name, but he said he didn't fully know the full character of me. So my name is more than just what you call me. My name is what I am. My name is who I am. And when we continually call them these names or other people names that aren't their names, we are calling them something that they aren't. In fact, sometimes somebody will get cussed all the way out. And people will use a phrase, you know, they call them everything but a child of God. And the implication of that is, whenever you're calling me anything outside of a child of God or what God called me, you're cursing me. So if you are putting anything over me that is not what God called me, you are cursing my life. Stop calling me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these names didn't only tell about who they were, but the names also told who God was. And these were proclamations. Now, Hananiah, his name meant God is gracious.
Well,
Mashiach, his name meant who is like God. Or El. Azariah's name meant God is my help. So every time you call Hananiah, you are saying God is gracious. Every time you call Mashiach, you're saying who is like God, the one true God. Every time you call Azariah, you're saying God is my help. Now you are referring to them as that, and you are making a proclamation of who God is in your life just by calling them names. And just by speaking over them what it was that God already ordained them to be. But when you start calling them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach means aspired by a coup, which is a pagan god. Meshach means belongs to a coup. And Abednego means you are a servant of Nego, another god. So now every time you speak to Hananiah and you call him Shadrach, you're telling him you're inspired by a coup. Every time you call Mashael Meshach, you are telling him you belong to Aku. Every time you call Azariah Abednego, you're telling him he's a servant of Nego. And we place these kind of names on people in our lives. It's not just about them, but who are we calling and what are we calling them that is not pertaining to what God called for them to be? Because these names, when you put these names on somebody, if they grab a hold to it, that's what they become. And I know it's some of us in here that somebody has been calling us something for years. And we begin to embrace that thing. We begin to be that thing. We accepted that thing. And we begin to get called, respond when they call us this thing. And that has become a part of our being. But after today, I want you to realize that that is not who you are. And when the people begin to call you by these things, you say, stop calling me. I'm not going to receive what you're calling me. I'm not going to receive the name that they put on me. I know what God called me. And well, you're not going to continually call me something that I'm not.
Well,
in 2 Kings chapter 23, Josiah, the king, he dies. Then his son Jehoahaz becomes king. But the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, Necho, he didn't like him as king. So he had him taken away. And he made one of Josiah's other sons, Eliakim, he made him king. But when he made him king, he changed his name to Jehoiakim. And when he changed his name, he put something on his name to let everybody know that you belong to me. So now, when you don't call him Eliakim, you call him Jehoiakim, every time you speak to him, that is saying you are under that Pharaoh. Every time you call him this name, you show the authority that Pharaoh has over him. Now, I know we might not have these names like this, but whatever you might have done in your past, it's a name for it. If you drink too much, they'll call you an alcoholic. If you smoke, they'll call you a smoker. If you're promiscuous, they'll call you a whore. And there's a name for every single thing that you do. And when they call you these names, if you receive these things, that's what you will be.
Well,
and even if you used to be it, you ain't got to be it no more, because in God there is liberty, there is freedom from everything. I watched Woman Thou Art Loose Part 2 a couple weeks ago. And all this old stuff came out in this woman's past in front of her husband. And it came out that before they got married, she was a prostitute. So he's pissed off. Children, excuse me. He just kept saying, so you was a hoe. So you was a hoe. The attitude looking at her, so you was a hoe. And she got an attitude. She looked at him with this look on her face and said, don't you call me that. Not that she wasn't ever that, but I'm not that no more. So you're not going to continually call me what I used to do if I don't do it anymore. You are not going to pronounce over me that this is what I am, because that is not who I am or what I am. That is none of my character anymore. So stop calling me. You will not call me something outside of what I am today in 2013. Whatever I was in 2005 or 2004, that ain't got nothing to do with who I am today. It ain't none of your business. If any man be in Christ, I am a new creature. So you will not stop calling me. Stop calling me these names. And we laugh it off sometimes, or sometimes it really hurts, but we never stand up. We never stand up for ourselves and just let them continually call us this. No. From today forward, you will not. I'm not going to allow you to call me this anymore. And I know some of us are here that have some names. And I want you to bring those names to the forefront in your mind right now and say, no longer will I let anybody call me this. When I leave out and I go back to the old neighborhood, oh, no, that's not my name. No, that's not who I am. I know that's the name that y'all gave me back then according to what I used to be, but I'm a new person on today. So my past ain't got nothing to do with my present nor my future, and you will not put your mouth on me. You will not put your words on me. You're going to stop calling me these names, because these are not the names that God has called me. Who I am is not what you're calling me. Hallelujah. So Daniel, I'm ready to call him Shadrach myself. I'm messing up. I'm so used to it. So Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah are here. And verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, Daniel, along with these three Hebrew boys, purposed in their hearts that they were not going to defile themselves with what the king of that world was trying to feed them. What the king of that, listen, I'm not going to take what you're trying to feed me. And we cannot take what the world is trying to feed us, what the world is trying to put into our bodies, what the world is trying to put into our mind, what the world is trying to put into our spirit. I'm sorry, hold on, unit, come here. I need to talk to you for a minute. I can't have none of that. And the people in this world are going to try to put so much stuff in us and so much stuff on us. And but we got to step back and purpose in our heart that I'm not going to defile myself with what you're trying to put in me. That don't belong in me or on me, through me, nowhere near me. I'm not going to defile myself with what you're trying to present to me. And this word, a portion here, it talks about complete provision, and it means fine meat. He wasn't giving them what was supposed to be some bottom of the line meat. This meat was coming from the king. He was giving them what appeared to be some good meat. And we can get in our lives and looking in a world that they're trying to give us something that appears to be good. It appears to be fine. It looks so good on the eye. It looks so good for the body, but it ain't no good for your spirit, because once you receive what the world is trying to give to you, it's going to lead you away from God. It's going to lead you away from your purpose. It's going to lead you away from who you are. You are no longer going to be who you used to be. You're going to be who they made you to be when you receive what the king is trying to give to you, the king of this world. So we got a purpose in our heart that I'm not going to take what it is that you have for me. I'm not going to take the name that you place on me. I'm not going to take the destination that you place on me. I know where God told me I was going to go. So even if I'm in the wilderness, the Lord still told me I'm going to the promised land. You ain't going to make me go back to Egypt. You ain't going to make me go nowhere else. I'm only going where God told me to be. I'm not going to receive this. My Lord. You're not going to speak these things over my life. You are not. This is something that we have to proclaim. Because the enemy is always trying to use some people to get us off our square and get us out of position. And keep us from going where we want, where we're supposed to be going in God. But we got to let these people know, listen, you're not going to call me this anymore. And verse 9 says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Now this verse just blew my mind when I was reading it, because the very person that gave them these names outside of who they were, because of Daniel's faithfulness to God, that very person was going to allow Daniel to request what he wanted and granted. The very person that is proclaiming death on your life with your faithfulness to God, God can use that same person to deliver you. God can use that same person to bless you. Listen, there are people in your life that have what you need, have what you want, and have what you desire. They're not living right. And they're not even treating you right. They're just there to test your faithfulness. And if you are faithful to God, it will put you in position that whatever they have, you can now take from them. You see, that's what Proverbs says in 13:22. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. You see, that person is the sinner. That person is the one speaking death over your life. That person is speaking against God on you. But your faithfulness to God, his wealth is stored up for you. So you just hold on to God. You just hold on to what God said about you. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not receiving it. But I know one thing, that car you got about to be mine. I know one thing, that house you got about to be mine. You see, when the Israelites was in the wilderness, the sinners was in the promised land building houses. They was in the promised land planting gardens. And God said, I'm going to put you on a place where y'all going to walk into it and take everything they got. Y'all ain't got to work for it. All you got to do is be faithful to me. So if we stay faithful to God, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they try to call us, our faithfulness to God is going to allow us to take everything that they have. So many times we see in the Old Testament, they get faithful to God, they go to war. The war is over, what they do? Take the spoil. Unless God told them not to. But for the most part, they would pick up stuff. They left the Egyptians. They was taking gold. They just had all kind of stuff. When you purpose in your heart. When you purpose in your heart that you're not going to defile yourself. I'm going to stand up and be who I am in God, no matter where I am, no matter what people say, no matter if it looks cool, no matter if everybody agrees with me. You ain't got to agree with me if God agrees with me. Who are you? You're not going to call me anything. Hallelujah. But they try to change our names. You know why they change our names? You see, the prince had to change their name because he couldn't have nobody in this kingdom running around talking about El is gracious. El is God in Hebrew. He couldn't have, because, see, they didn't worship the one and true God. They was worshiping Aku and Nego, and they was worshiping all these other gods. So the prince said, hold on, we can't have y'all being called by these names so everybody can run around calling God gracious, and everybody can run around saying God is my help, and everybody can run around saying who is like God, because every time somebody speaks to you, that's what they're going to say. So when we get touched back into who we are, see, whenever somebody speaks to us, and wherever somebody acknowledges us, not only do they acknowledge us, but they acknowledge who God is. And that's why the enemy wants your name changed. That's why the enemy wants you called something else. Because when you are called what you are, everybody run around talking about how gracious God is. Everybody run around talking about God is their help. Everybody run around saying, who else is like God? So he had to change their name to something that's going to line up with what they believe. But we can't line up with what they believe. We got to stay with who we are. No matter what the situation. So Daniel had favor with the very person that was trying to curse them. And the prince of the eunuchs said, Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking yes. than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me in danger my head to the king. What? If you don't take what the world give you, you're going to look worse. Come on, Dave. Y'all got to take what the world is giving you, because if you don't take what the world is giving you, you're going to look worse than everybody else when the king comes to look at you. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, as the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with us. Just give us 10 days. And 10 is the number of divine order.
Yeah.
So Daniel says, give me a period where I can just get in divine order with God.
Yes.
And after this period, then you come back and look at me. See, we got to get to a place where we are removing ourselves from the world and we are lining completely up with the order of God. And when we go through our period of this divine order, then you come back and look at me. I know right now it might not look right, because it seems as if I need to eat what the king of the world is giving me. And they're getting everything that seems to be better. And I'm asking for you to give me something that seems to be worse. But I serve a God that's going to provide for me. I serve a God that's going to strengthen and empower me, even though I do not receive what they receive. Come back and check on me after my 10 days of getting in order under God. Come back to me once I got from under you calling me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come back as I got from under you calling me all these things about my past. Come back as I got from under all the ways of the world. Come now, I got divine order in my life. I'm lining up with everything that God has for me. Come back and check on me in 10 days. And then look at me. And I love Daniel, because y'all know I read into these things, and it was real like cocky to me. Like, come back and then look at me. Okay. And then however you feel, you know, go ahead. But I know, my God, when I eat this pulse, it's going to be like I'm eating meat better than this meat. Not the taste, maybe, but, you know, it'll nourish your body. Come back in 10 days. So, verse 14. He consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in the flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. They desired in their heart that they wasn't going to eat what the world gave them. That they wasn't going to be at a place somewhere where they got to take everything that the world is giving them. And they said, listen, we're going to eat this pulse because I know what God got for me. It's not contingent upon what the world has for me. And you think that I'm only going to look good in life if I follow the world. You think I'm only going to look good in life if I follow this image of what the world is saying a man or a woman is supposed to be. You think I'm only going to look good if I look like something in a video or off of a movie. See, you think I'm only going to look good when I follow everything that the world does. But I'm here to tell you today, once I come from under my divine order and I line up with God, I'm going to look better than everybody in this world, because what God, see, the anointing, the joy, the peace that God is going to put on my life is going to be so much better than these people that are still in chains, these people that are still in bondage of the enemy and thinking that they got to receive everything that the enemy has. No more. No more will I receive what the world has for me. And we have to completely reject. We have to completely reject. Sorry, I'm getting mad. That's how I get done. With the world, thank you, it's trying to place on us. Because they're trying to place something on us to keep us away from our power.
Yeah,
and make us feel like we got to do what the rest of the unit said. Man, you're going to look worse. But see, David said it best when he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. neither be thou envious of the wicked. The workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass. They shall wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way, get under that divine order, unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So we got to forget what the world is saying. Because the world is going to say so many things that just ain't right. It's all coming from the enemy. And the Bible tells us that he is a liar. Amen. He is a liar. So when the prince of the eunuchs of your life come to you and say, you need to eat this because you're going to look worse than everybody else, the devil is a liar. You're not going to call me looking bad. I'm going to be looking pretty well. I'm going to be looking good even though I don't eat what the world gives me. I love that they didn't just look good. They look better. They look better. Because the end of the wicked is not going to last. Only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do under his will. Only what we do under his way is going to last. So people, yeah, they're going to look good for a moment. But that is not going to last forever. It's definitely not going to mean anything once you die. What is it going to mean if we follow the world? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You're not just going to speak anything to me. You're not just going to call me anything. You're not just going to call my life anything. You're not just going to call my children anything. You're not just going to call my family anything. You are not just going to call me what you want to call me and expect me to receive it, even if I used to be it. But today, I desired in my heart that I no longer want to receive what you have for me. I no longer want to receive the meat of this world. Even though, as the Bible says in the Hebrew, it's fine meat. But it's only fine in the physical, in the natural. It's not fine in the spiritual. I'm going to eat some meat that was broken, and I'm going to drink some wine that was shed for me on Calvary's cross. You see, I got a meat that's a whole lot better. I got some wine. I got some water that's a whole lot better. Jesus said, if you drink this, see, if you drink that wine that they're giving you, the good wine, the aged wine is from the year 5000 BC. Yeah, it's great wine. You drink that wine, you're going to be thirsty again. But Jesus said, if you drink this, you shall never thirst again. You see, I'm going to push that aside from my table. I'm not going to eat none of that because I got some bread and I got some wine, because the word tells me that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So it might look like all I'm eating is pulse, but I'm eating some word. It might look like all I'm drinking is water, but I'm drinking the everlasting water that's coming out of Jesus. You see, just because it looks like I'm not eating good, I'm eating better than you think. And I ain't going to allow you to tell me nothing different. I'm sorry if I get a little hood every time I say that, but that's... Sometimes I'll go Joshua David on it, you know? Warrior. You ain't going to call me that. Who? What? Nah. And I love... If you see that movie, Woman Thou Art Loose Part 2, just fast forward to that part. Because she did a great job, because she had an attitude that she was being called something that she used to be. And it was so true that what he was calling her, but it wasn't true anymore. And we had to come to the place where we feel some kind of way about it, where it's not okay, where we do get a little mad. Because if we just act like it's all right, well, you can call me that. No, we got to stand up. You will not call me that. Listen, if you don't want to call me by what I want you to call me by, you ain't never got to speak to me again a day in your life. I don't need you. You are not from God. You are no good for me. So if you can't address me by what it is that God addressed me by what he called for my life, you can get out of my life on today. I know some people, they might have been in your life for your whole life. It might be a family member, somebody that's close to you. But if they not calling you what God wants to call you, then you got to tell them you got to leave. If you're not going to respect who I am now, I do not need you in my life. You will no longer call me what the prince of the eunuchs put on me because he don't want nobody to glorify God. No. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to let my light so shine before men that they might see my good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven. I am going to stand and I'm going to lift up Jesus to the point where if he be lifted up from the earth, he's going to do all the drawing of the men unto him. You are not going to put me down, because when you put me down, I'm pulling him down. So no, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to raise him up, and I'm going to let him do all the drawing just by what I'm being called daily. Every time somebody calls me Minister Mitchell, they're talking about church. They're talking about God just by saying minister, pastor, reverend, deacons, ushers. Just speaking it brings a thought of church. Just speaking it. But if they call you something else, it brings a thought of whatever that is. And they begin to speak it and they begin to project it. But as they project it, you got to reject it. And from this day, I'm telling y'all, get it in your mind right now, that name. And when you leave out of this door, have the attitude, nobody's going to call me this no more.
That's right.
No, I don't care if you got to go home and say, Mom, I love you. You can't call me that no more, Mom. You seen I changed. Why are you still calling me that? You can't call me that no more, Mom. I'm sorry, but I love you. But when my mother and my father forsake me, you know, God going to be there. So I'm going to stay with the one who always going to be with me. I'm going to stay with the one who's speaking things positive in my life. I'm going to stay with the one who's telling me, I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you. You know, thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. I'm going to stick with the one who's telling me, listen here, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you that where I am, you will also be. And when I come back, I'm going somewhere that's telling me, you know, in my father's house are many mansions. I'm going to stick with this one that tells me no matter what I do, he's going to love me unconditionally. And the one that got on the cross and died for my sins. I'm sorry, Mom, I love you, but you can't call me that no more.
Amen.
But not only do we have to not get called it, we got to not be it. I mean, you can't say don't call me that. Like, I was just with you doing it. All right, tomorrow don't call me it. Yeah. I'm done. All right, today. Today, all right, today is the last day. It's the last day you're going to call me this. Because I just did it. But I'm changing today. I went down to the church. Preacher said I could change today. Holy Spirit come inside of me today. The kingdom of heaven is at hand today. The same will that's done in heaven can be done in my life today. So, nah, we ain't going to wait till tomorrow. Stop calling me that right now. Because today, the moment you decide to purpose in your heart, that's the moment you change.
That's right.
The moment you decide, not the moment you say it, because we can say anything, but the moment you purpose in your heart,
thank you, God,
that I no longer will receive what the world has for me,
right,
is the moment you will no longer be what the world made you to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. I don't know what it is, but just get that in your mind right now. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Stop calling me that. Stop. You will not call me that. Just give me 10 days. Somebody said, give me. Just give me 10 days. Just give me 10 days. Just give me 10 days. Give me a period where I can just get under the order, the divine order of God, and watch how I look after it's all said and done. What's today's date? February 24th, 2013, I will no longer be called that. Did he just go there? That's why you can't be at church where they knew you ever since you was born. Stop calling me! I am minister. Rodney Dangerfield in here. No respect. No respect. But seriously, I had other names that I would be called. In fact, names that I gave myself.
And, you know, according to how I view myself. And, you know, and my friends, they adapted it and they would call me that. Now, when I go down the way, they still call me that. And I always just say, man, I'm just Mitch. They be like, no, man, you know, that don't change. Yeah, it do. It do. That ain't me. That ain't me. I'm just Mitch, man. That's just who I am now. That ain't me. And I tell them that over and over and over again. That ain't me. So we got to speak the right things over ourselves and get around the right people who are going to speak the right things over you. I was just talking to Marique about Lil Momo. Lil Momo likes to run. When they bring him into church, when they get him about right here, his feet start moving before he hit the ground. As soon as he touched the ground, he take off. They're like, he always running. He won't stop running. I said, let him run. Let him run. Every time Momo runs by me, I say, Olympics. Every time he runs by me, I tell him the Olympic gold. Every time he runs by me, because I'm going to speak over him something positive. I'm going to speak over him something that's going to be great in life. I'm not going to speak no death over his life. So we got to begin to speak these things over our life, speak these things over others' life, and get around somebody who's going to call you an Olympic gold medalist, or get behind somebody who's going to call you a business owner. Get behind somebody who's going to call you what it is that God has ordained you to be. And those that want to call you anything else, tell them, stop calling me that name. Let us all stand. As I was just saying, the moment you purpose in your heart, you want to change, you can change. Jesus was on the cross, and the malefactor says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus says, today, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you want to make that decision today that you no longer want to be called by what the world calls you, but you want to get under the divine order to be exactly what the Creator created you to be, you can come down front and receive that power right now.